God of hope, please fill us all with joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For those of you that grew up in the church or you have little children now, what's the most important Sunday school song? The best Sunday school song, the one that that was important to you, that you still remember, that helped shape you in your faith, or that you hope are shaping your little ones now? Well, I think there's lots of good songs that came out since I was a little kid, so we could debate it. But there's one that clearly stands out above all the others for me, and I hope you are familiar with it. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. I hope you know that song. That song, if you believe that song as a little child, and you grow up and you continue to understand what that means, that Jesus loves you, and you really believe that, and hold on to that by God's grace, there is nothing that can happen in this life, in this world, no tragedy, no suffering, not even death, that can take away your joy. And that reminds me of another favorite of mine as a little kid in Sunday school, and that is, I hope you know this one too, so that you can do the proper response. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. All right. You okay? I was hoping that would happen. wasn't just in my little church. What do these two songs have to do with Psalm 100, which is the passage that I chose to preach from today? Let me read Psalm 100 one more time, and I'm going to read it in a different order than you heard Matt sing it, or that it's typically written in the Psalter. It's very likely this psalm was written or composed to be sung antiphonally or responsively, with the first half corresponding with the second half. So I'm going to read it in that order. If it sounds a little different to you, that's why. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Enter his gates with antiphonal singing. Serve the Lord with joy and enter his courts with praise. Enter into his presence with exultation. Praise him. Know that the Lord, he is God. Bless his name. He made us and we are his. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love is forever. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And from generation to generation is his faithfulness. What kind of psalm is this? Not one of the laments, right? It should be pretty clear. This is a song, a happy psalm, a joyful song. But how many of you have felt your primary emotion this last week has been one of a feeling of joy? Or how about the past 3 months? Has that been the dominant feeling over the past 3 months? I hope that every single one of you have had moments of joy. I hope just being here fills your hearts with joy. But I suspect that if you're like me, there's been a lot of moments, a lot of times over the last week and over the last 3 months that have not been filled with joy. That's not been the primary feeling or sensation you felt. It seems like there have been days where I just keep waking up and thinking, what is the bad news that we're going to get today? And another thing that I have become so sick of, and I wonder if you have too, is the phrase, we'll see. I don't know how many times I've had to say, we'll see, and how many more times I'm going to have to say, we'll see. Help me think of something different, an alternate phrase for we'll see. And we just, in addition to the bad news, there's all this confusing news. We're wondering, who's telling the true truth, and it just gets so frustrating and just seems to zap away our joy. So when I thought about preaching from this psalm today, and one that calls us to sing loudly and joyfully to our God, you can see the kind of confusion and thoughts about going through my mind. What do I say in light of this, in light of our situation? And it made me even think of Psalm 137. By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our lyres, for there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." So if I said to you today, well, just buck up, cheer up, be joyful, and just sing loudly and joyfully to the Lord anyway. It doesn't matter how you feel. I'm afraid I would be a little bit like those captors, those Babylonian captors. And I don't want to be a Babylonian captor. I don't want to cruelly ask something of you. So how can I encourage you? How can I encourage us with the point of this song to sing loudly and joyfully to our good God? Going back to that second Sunday school song, I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. There's a version I heard a few years ago by a group called Page 116, spelled with the Roman numerals, if you want to look that up later. The group came to the seminary that I studied at, and so I got to hear firsthand the meaning of the words to this song. So it's not just my interpretation. But she redid "I've Got the Joy, Joy, Joy Down in My Heart." And she put it in a minor key, and it is very discordant with the words. You know, it does not sound joyful. It does not sound happy. I think it's very beautiful, but music is, you know, everybody has their opinion on music, so you'll have to listen for yourself. But these are the lyrics she adds to "I've Got the Joy, Joy, Joy Down in My Heart." She has the regular lyrics, and then she adds, "And I'm so happy, so happy, so very happy, and I can't understand, and I can't pretend that this will be all right in the end. So I'll try my best and lift up my chest to sing about this joy, joy, joy down in my heart." It goes back to that trusting that God really is good, that Jesus really loves you. If you really believe that, if you really believe the words of Psalm 100, that God made us for himself and we are his, we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his fold, that he is loving and merciful, his loving kindness, his hesed is the word, endures forever and ever. If we really believe that, again, there's nothing that can take the joy that is deep down in our hearts, that's put there by God's Holy Spirit. Even if you don't feel it, even if you don't feel it for a long time, even if you forget that you have that joy deep down in your heart, it's there. Because nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And that means nothing can separate you from that joy. Verse 3 talks about this good shepherd. And St. Augustine, thinking about this psalm, writes, "And how loving a shepherd we have. He left the 99 and ascended to seek the one. He brings it back on his shoulders, ransomed by his own blood. That shepherd died without fear for the sheep, who on his resurrection regained his sheep." That's our good shepherd. I don't know what post-COVID-19 is going to look like, when it's going to be. I don't know when we're going to feel perfectly safe or perfectly comfortable to all in a large group sing loudly and joyfully to our good God. I'm thankful for that we have such good musicians that at least sing for us. Nobody knows exactly those answers. I think this is, for me and maybe for many of us, one of those points where of our life where there is the perhaps more unknowns than we've ever had before. Some of you maybe can top it, but I can't. And another thing that I am reminded of in a conversation yesterday is that some of you don't like singing. There are people that don't like singing. And so I wonder what that means in a time like this where we're sometimes asked not to. Is that a moment of good news? But post-COVID-19, post-time where we will sing, I don't know all those answers, and I don't think many people do. I think this is a moment of trusting our good God. But I do know that there is a day coming when we will never, ever again fear. And whatever holds some people back from wanting to sing now, we're all going to be filled with so much joy when our good shepherd returns. There's not going to be any fear or anything to hold us back from forever singing loudly and joyfully to our good God. We'll join our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven singing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Hosanna in the highest.